This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are talking with Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal on our weekly coaches show. Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so we're back. Season 2023 here underway here in 2023, rather. And, Paul, you guys picked up the 31-0 win over St. Lawrence on Saturday. Your reaction, it's always great to get a season game one win, for sure.
Yes, definitely. Always good to start the season with a win. You go through preseason, and but also you go through the wintertime, the workouts, spring practice, and you put all that work in the preseason as well. It's good to start with a win, especially at home. But it was definitely. As a coach, there's mistakes we made and stuff that hopefully we can correct and get better for the next week.
I'm watching that game Saturday or parts of it, and your defense was bending in that first half. Obviously, didn't give up a score in the game, but I'm thinking the big moment in the game was with the final minute or so left in the first half. You guys went 89 yards on three plays for that for the third touchdown, making a 21-0 at the half. I mean, that had to be huge.
Oh, absolutely. We got, it's 14-0. We got backed up probably around our own 10, and we decided to be a little bit more aggressive. Obviously, it's easy to be aggressive if you're up more than down more, but I think that's our mentality, whether it's plus 10 or minus 10. And obviously, see how the game's going. It wasn't the opening drive, and Clayton and Shane made some big plays there and finished that drive pretty fast. But it was definitely a big momentum swing there because talking yesterday, if we have to punt there, they get the ball back in midfield before the half, and it could be 14-3 or 14-7. So it was good situational football.
We've got to follow up with Clayton Morangi because 79 yards rushing, so he's a rushing threat, 186 yards passing against St. Lawrence in that game. I mean, he really is that two-way threat for you guys.
He is. He's developing, and obviously got a whole season of experience in him, and the biggest thing with him, he's 14-18. And he had his two probably best plays were two throwaways where we had a miscommunication. He realized, okay, this isn't right. And we had another situation in the red zone, and he threw the ball away. And we're joking. I said, I think last year, me trying to run around and make something happen. I think that just shows his maturity as he develops into a more complete quarterback.
I want to follow up on two other local players, or maybe three other local players. Shane Alward out of Tewksbury. Tell me about how he's progressed, and he had a big catch in that drive you were talking about right at the end of the first half.
Yeah, Shane's just been a workhorse for us for the last 3 years, as a nominated as a captain as a sophomore and played a different position in 21. Last year he moved more outside, and then this year we had him kind of more inside and outside, different packages, and he's old school. Comes from a football family, and his father, long-time coach at Tewksbury, and his grandfather, long-time coach before that at Tewksbury. Great family, obviously, a football-minded family, and then Shane just, old school, no gloves, no tape, just kind of shows up and, blue collar, much goes to work.
Paul, tell me more about Marblehead's Ryan Freiberger.
Yeah, Ryan's been started last year for us, started again this year. One of our better route runners. He's a quiet young man, but he works hard. We were talking yesterday with our receivers yesterday. Adam Goodfellow getting his first start and being our leading receiver. They're kind of, not to be redundant, but blue collar. Don't talk a lot, just go to work. But Ryan's been great. Had a big touchdown catch, and each year he's become more and more vocal, and it's great to see, especially from the backyard.
For our listeners here on the website, obviously we cover a lot of high school football in the area. Shay Lynch out of Peabody High School, certainly one of the marquee players in North Shore football a year ago here in the area. But he did get some snaps in the game on Saturday. So tell me more about how you see Shay Lynch progressing.
Yeah, Shay's been getting, better throughout camp. Obviously college is a different adjustment than high school. But we feel like we have a good relationship with the PD staff over there, and they've come by, and we've talked some X and O's at times. But Shay's so coachable, great young man. He's got a bright future ahead, and obviously getting late in the game, it's good to get someone in late when you're up. Obviously you don't want to back up to come in when they don't need to come in at that time. But he's getting better, and he's very coachable. And even Clayton and Mike and Graff have done a great job of taking him underneath his wing.
Before we talk about this week's game, just one last question. Because it was a shutout, I need to ask you about your team defense and maybe share with us a note or two from the defense and a couple of standout performers.
Yeah, I mean, they were so consistent last year, and they start off with another bang this year with, you know, Coach Papino, our defense coordinator, does a great job. And, you know, everybody, you know, looks at, you know, Hector Johnson and Colin Maropoulos are two bookends, and Jackson D'Angelo. But then you have, like, a guy like Joe Terrell, who's a sophomore who changed positions and leads a team in tackles, and our captain, Matt Licciardi, you know, 3.5 tackles for loss. You know, kind of the cap of defense. But, and then you have Joe Padgett with interceptions as well. We moved a few guys around. But, you know, I think they work hard. They're well coached. You know, obviously, it'll be a challenge throughout the year. There's no more hidden secrets with them and what teams go after and who try to pick on and stuff like that. But, you know, we played 9 defensive linemen. You know, 9 defensive linemen rotated in with some freshmen and some older guys. So they did well.
This Saturday, it's Ithaca back at Endicott, another noon kickoff over in Beverly. So, Paul, tell me about Ithaca. What's the outlook on this team this year?
You know, we never played them before, so both teams, both, you know, schools have never played each other. It's kind of Coach, you know, Torp and I, we talked over the off season about, you know, doing a home and home, and think it'd be good for both schools. And they're a top 20 team. They went to the Elite Eight last year in the NCAAs, and this year they're, you know, preseason ranked 10th in the country. So it's going to be a tough test for us. You know, the head coach and myself have similar kind of backgrounds working, you know, for Coach Chesley over there at Holy Cross. So, but, you know, well-coached team, great program overall. So, you know, it'd be a tough test for us, but, you know, we'll see how we do this week in practice.
So what would the focus be in practice this week to prepare for this team and I guess the threats that they present to you?
Kind of like anything else, you know. I mean, each team has their strengths and weaknesses. You know, they got a great quarterback. He makes a lot of plays with his arm and with his feet. You know, they have a great defense, and they have a lot of returners, a lot of fifth-year guys coming back, and some seniors. So, a very veteran, heavy team.
Paul, always good talking with you, and we'll check in again next week.
Sounds good, Bill. Thank you. Have a great week.
You too.
Paul McGonigal with us, head football coach at Endicott College here on MSO Newsports.com.